中各位同学平安。
Peace to you, faculty, staff, and students.
感谢神的恩典，这是我第二次站在非圣的讲台，跟大家分享神的信息。
Praise God for His grace that I can stand before you for the second time and preach His word.
去年的七月份到八月份，我来过一次非圣。
Last year, between July and August, I was here.
当时我是自己一个人来的。
At that time, I came alone.
现在第二次来的时候是两个人。
This time, the second time around, we are two.
我们发现很多事情都在改变当中。
We know things are changing.
希望你们当中的大多数人也有所改变。
And I hope that most of us will have changes in our lives as well.
我们在分享神话语之前，先做一个祷告。
Let's pray before we listen to the word.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，因为是你拣选我们，你寻找我们，你引导我们来到你的面前。主，我们谢谢你，求主你光照我们，求主你的圣灵与我们同在。让我们无论是分享信息还是领受话语的人，同蒙一位圣灵的感动，同蒙主的恩典。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。刚才主席为我们读了约翰福音第三章。
A while ago, our MC already read John chapter 3.
约翰福音记载许多的故事，是其他福音书所没有的。
John recorded for us a lot of events that are not found in the other three Gospels.
耶稣与尼哥底母谈重生。
Jesus talked to Nicodemus about being born again.
耶稣向撒玛利亚妇人讲敬拜。
Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman about worship.
耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活。
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
许多的故事是约翰所特别所要选择来记载的。
Many of these stories are specially chosen by John to manifest the lordship of Jesus.
今天我们也要来读一个特别的故事。
Today we are going to read one special story.
记载在约翰福音第三章。
And this is recorded for us in John chapter 3.
一个犹太人在夜里来见另一个犹太人。
A Jew who came to Jesus by night.
故事发生在两个犹太人之间的对话中。
The story happened between two Jews.
这两个犹太人就是耶稣和尼哥底母。
These two Jews are Jesus and Nicodemus.
有一个人夜里来见耶稣。
A man came to Jesus by night.
他的身份很特别。
His status was special.
选择的时间也很特别。
And the time he chose to came to Jesus was special.
两个人的对话也很特别。
Their conversation was special as well.
约翰福音告诉我们。
John tells us.
尼哥底母是一名法利赛人。
Nicodemus was a man of the Pharisees.
遵守摩西的律法。
He followed the Mosaic law.
在宗教的教规上比一般的犹太人要求更高。
And in the religious realm, he followed more strictly than the average Jews.
当时有许多犹太的文士都是法利赛人。
A lot of the Jewish scribes were Pharisees.
所以尼哥底母被称为以色列人的老师。
And Nicodemus was known as the teacher of Israel.
是一位有学问、受尊敬的知识分子。
He is one of the educated intellectual person.
而且尼哥底母还是犹太人的官。
And he is also a ruler of the Jews.
是耶路撒冷犹太公会的成员。
He is one member of the Jewish Sanhedrin.
有宗教权力的人。
He is one who has religious authority.
这一个人夜里来见耶稣。
And he came to Jesus by night.
为什么要选择在夜里呢？
Why did he choose to come by night?
可能因为尼哥底母是法利赛人。
Because he was a Pharisee.
又是一位犹太人的官
and a ruler of the Jews,
加上尼哥底母可能年龄比耶稣大
and probably he is older than Jesus.
如果他在白天跑来见耶稣
if he were to come to Jesus, by day,
可能会引起其他人的不义或者嘲笑
maybe, he would cause, trouble, for other people as well.
他只能选择夜里来见耶稣。
And so he chose to came to Jesus by night.
当然，对约翰来说，夜里还有另一层的意思。
But for John, night time has another meaning.
彼得在夜里三次不认耶稣。
Peter denied Jesus by for three times at night.
犹大是在夜里出卖耶稣的。
Judas betrayed his master at night.
在约翰福音里面
in the Gospel of John,
夜里常常与属灵或者道德的黑暗联系在一起。
And the night is related to the spiritual or moral degradation.
夜里用来象征黑暗，没有光明。
And it's always used to symbolize darkness without light.
一个人在夜里找路是很难的。
If someone wants to look for a way at night, it's difficult.
我常常觉得自己的方向感是很好的。
I feel that I have a good sense of direction.
我和太太在香港读书的时候，我们经常出门。
My wife and I usually go out in Hong Kong.
每次出去都是我来带路。
Every time we go out, I'm the one who lead the way.
因为我比较容易记住哪一条路去到哪，另一条路去到另一个地方。
Because I'm more well versed with the roads of Hong Kong.
我只要看一下附近的高楼，大概哪个方向，我就能够找到。
If I can, if I know the landmark, I would easily find the place.
但是如果晚上出门的话，
But if we go out by night,
我常常找不着路。
I usually lost my way.
天太黑，看不到高楼，找不到方向。
Because of the darkness, I can't see the tall building and I can't find my direction.
所以这个时候常常要太太来带我走路。
And so, at night time, it's my wife who leads the way.
我不知道是不是这个姐妹在夜间比较敏感。
I don't know if because women are more sensitive at night.
所以晚上给我的困惑就是找到方向是很难的。
So for me at night, it's difficult for me to find my way around.
尼哥底母在夜里来见耶稣。
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night.
他希望耶稣能够给他指一条路。
And he wish that Jesus would point him to a way.
他希望耶稣能够给他一些的答案。
He hoped that Jesus would give him some answers.
所以尼哥底母对耶稣说
And so Nicodemus said to Jesus,
拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God.
因为你所行的神迹。
Because of the signs you do.
若没有神同在，无人能行。
Unless God is with him, no one can do what you do.
尼哥底母虽然是法利赛人
，although Nicodemus was a Pharisee,
以色列人的老师
，and a ruler, a teacher of Israel,
犹太人的官
，a ruler of Jews,
但是他仍然是一个在黑暗中找不到方向的人。
But he was still one who lost his way in the dark.
他觉得自己对神的认识并不完全。
He felt that he doesn't know much about God.
所以他来耶稣那里要寻找一些关于神的知识的答案。
And so he came to Jesus to search for answers regarding God.
一个没有神
，a person without God，
远离神的人
，a person who is far from God。
圣经称为罪，圣经称作罪。
The Bible called that sin.
Hamadi 这个字就是人没有达到神的目标。
The term Hamadi is one who has missed the mark.
当你射箭的时候没有射中靶心。
When you shoot an arrow and you did not hit the target.
所以圣经称没有神、远离神的人为罪人。
And so the Bible calls one who has no God or who is far from God as a sinner.
1893年
1893,
一位挪威的画家爱德华孟克画了一幅画。
Norwegian artist by the name of Edvard Munch drew a painting.
这幅画叫做《呐喊》。
And that painting is called Cry.
收藏在挪威奥斯陆国家的博物馆里面。
And it's in the Norwegian National Museum.
这一幅画的背景是一个很凌乱的红色的天空。
The background of this painting is a very dark red skyline.
周围呈现出黑色的色调。
And it's a dark painting.
代表了人类心中那种没有盼望、没有依靠的焦虑。
To represent the lack of dependence or hope for mankind.
这幅画的中间是一个很孤独的人。
And at the center of that painting is a person who is alone, lonely.
这个人双手捂住自己的耳朵。
And that man was covering his ears.
他听不见旁边走过去两个人的脚步声。
And he could not hear the footsteps of two men walking by him.
他也看不见远处的小船和教堂。
And he could not see the ship and the church building far away.
画家在描述这一个人的时候，
as the artist portrayed this man,
把他的脑袋画得特别的大，
he drew the head especially big.
两只眼睛是凸出来的，
and the eyes are protruding.
双耳是凹进去的，
but the ears are going inward.
他的身体是弯曲的，
and there was a curvy body,
好像一个骷髅的样子，骨头。
It's like a skeleton.
这一幅画让人一看就想到了跟死亡有关的东西。
And so when you look at that painting, you would immediately think about death.
这一幅画是二十世纪很有名的存在主义的作品。
And this is a famous painting for the 20th century existentialism.
反映了二十世纪存在主义那种以人的理性而没有神的那种思想。
And it portrayed an existentialist in the 20th century with much knowledge but without God in his life.
当人远离神的时候，
when a person is far from God,
最后发现的只是自己的孤独。
He would realize his own loneliness at the end.
还有一个没有盼望的世界。
And it's a hopeless world.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
神就是光。
God is light.
有一则中国古代的传说。
There is a traditional story from China.
当尧出来做皇帝的时候，
When Mr. Yao came to become the ruler of China,
中国古代的三个最早的皇帝，尧舜禹的尧，
one of the earliest emperor of China, Emperor Yao,
当他出来登基的时候，
when he came to the throne,
有一位隐士出来说，
there was a hermit who came out and told this.
他对众人说，
and he told this to the people.
把蜡烛吹熄吧。
Blow out the candles.
太阳已经升起来了。
Because the sun is rising.
当太阳照耀的时候，黑暗就不再有了。
When the sun rises, it would brighten the day.
约翰告诉我们，
Apostle John tells us,
光照在黑暗里。 黑暗却不能胜过光。
The light shines in the dark world, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
耶稣就是那真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
Jesus is the true light that shines in the life of everyone on earth.
尼哥底母夜里他来见耶稣。
Nicodemus came to Jesus by night.
因为他觉得自己需要有人给他指出一条路。
Because he felt that he needs someone to direct his path.
耶稣给尼哥底母的答案是重生。
And the answer that Jesus gave to Nicodemus was to be born again.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you,
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母不理解耶稣所说的重生。
And Nicodemus could not understand what Jesus talked about being born again.
他以为重生就是从母腹再生一次。
He thought that to be born again is to go into the mother's womb and be born a second time.
也就是再做一次人。
And to be a human being a second time around.
耶稣的意思不是再做一次人。
But Jesus doesn't mean that.
因为如果一个人没有寻找到神，
Because if a person did not find God,
最后如果他再多活几次的话，最后也是死亡。
Even though if he would live a life all over again several times, at the end it's still death.
也是没有盼望。
There is no hope.
这不是人类的出路。
This is not the answer to human life.
耶稣所要指给人的出路是重生。
The answer that Jesus gave is being born again.
重生是指整个人性的更新。
And this is the basic of the human life.
耶稣不是要人再生一次。
Not for a man to be born a second time around.
或者来世再做人。
Or to be a human being a second time around.
这辈子做人很失败，来世再做一个成功的人。
I was a failure the first time around, I have to be a man a second time around to be successful.
耶稣要我们的是活着的时候需要重生。
But Jesus wants us to be born again while we are still alive.
从水和圣灵生的。
We are born of water and the Spirit.
表示罪被洁净，内心的更新和改变。
Which connotes that our sins have been forgiven and our inner life has been transformed.
这样的人才能见神的国，承受神的国。
This kind of a person is the one who can see and enter the kingdom of God.
我们看见尼哥底母在约翰福音里面是一个很特别的人。
We see that Nicodemus was a special person in the Gospel of John.
没有其他的福音书有记载关于尼哥底母的事。
The other Gospels never recorded about Nicodemus.
尼哥底母在约翰福音一共出现了三次。
There are three occasions that we see Nicodemus in this Gospel.
第一次出现的时候，他是在夜里来见耶稣。
The first time we saw him is that when he came to Jesus by night.
第二次出现的时候是在约翰福音第七章。
The second time we find him is in chapter 7 of John.
耶稣上耶路撒冷过逾越节。
When Jesus went up to Jerusalem to go over the Passover.
与犹太人发生了冲突。
And there was a conflict between Jesus and the Jews.
有一些犹太人相信耶稣是基督。
Some of the Jews believe that Jesus is the Christ.
另一些犹太人不相信。
While others do not believe.
于是在犹太人的中间有了纷争。
And so there was a disagreement among the Jews.
祭司长和法利赛人想要捉拿耶稣。
The priests and the Pharisees wanted to arrest Jesus.
这个时候尼哥底母站出来为耶稣说话。
At that time, Nicodemus stood up and sympathized with Jesus and say some things for him.
不先听本人的口供，不听这个人的口供所说的话。
From his words,
不知道这个人所做的事。
And from his works,
难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
How could we condemn him without knowing them.
很明显，尼哥底母在这里是同情耶稣的。
And at this point, Nicodemus was a sympathizer of Jesus.
也是站在耶稣这一边的。
He was standing on the side of Jesus.
第三次出现是在约翰福音第十九章。
And the third time we find Nicodemus is chapter 19 of John.
耶稣被钉死在十字架之后。
When Jesus was already crucified,
亚利马太的约瑟要求安葬耶稣的身体。
Joseph of Arimathea was asking for the body of Jesus to bury him.
尼哥底母也带着没药和沉香。
Nicodemus brought myrrh.
按照犹太人的规定，把耶稣安放在园子的坟墓里。
And then applied it on the body of Jesus and buried him on the tomb.
我们看见这个时候的尼哥底母已经敢离。公开的出现。
At this point in time, we see that Nicodemus was a person who publicly confessed the Lord.
可能他觉得耶稣生前他没有做过什么，所以死了一定要补偿一下。
And maybe he thought that while Jesus was alive, he had not done anything for him, and now that he is dead, he need to do something for him.
根据基督教的传统。
According to Christian tradition,
尼哥底母最后是成为一名基督徒。
Nicodemus was a Christian later.
在第一个世纪的某个时候，为主殉道。
And in the first century, he was one of the martyrs.
在天主教和东正教的传统当中。
In the Roman Catholic and Eastern tradition,
尼哥底母被尊奉为圣徒。
Nicodemus is called a saint.
八月三号是天主教用来纪念尼哥底母的圣日。
On August the 3rd, they remember Nicodemus as Saint Nicodemus Day.
当我们看约翰福音这三个地方的时候
，As we look into these three incidents in the Gospel of John,
我们看到尼哥底母对耶稣的态度是一直在改变的。
We see the attitude of Nicodemus toward Jesus changes.
首先，他在夜里来见耶稣。
He came to Jesus by night initially.
他向耶稣讨教问题。
And he asked questions of Jesus.
是一名真理的追寻者和慕道友。
And he was a seeker of truth.
接着，在关于定耶稣的事情上，定耶稣罪的事情上。
Later on, in the case of condemning the sin of the Lord Jesus,
尼哥底母站在耶稣这一边为耶稣说话。
He stood by the side of Jesus and spoke for him.
成为一名基督教的同情者。
He was a sympathizer of Christianity.
最后，尼哥底母在格格他表明了自己的信仰。
And finally, in Golgotha, he expressed his own faith.
他和亚利马太人约瑟一起安葬了耶稣。
He together with Joseph of Arimathea buried Jesus.
尼哥底母从一名慕道友成为基督教的同情者。
From being a seeker of truth to a sympathizer of Christianity.
最后公开表明自己的信仰立场。
To one who openly profess his faith.
这些的转变我们可以视为一种重生的经历。
Changes is a picture of an experience of being born again.
尼哥底母前后经历了信仰的三个阶段。
The three stages that Nicodemus went through in his belief.
第一，寻求真理的人。
From being a seeker of truth.
慕道友。
From someone who is at the door of the church.
第二，基督教的同情者。
To become a sympathizer of Christianity.
第三，暗地里做门徒，最后公开自己的信仰。
To become a disciple, one who publicly profess his faith.
按照初期基督教的传统，尼哥底母是为信仰付出代价的人。
From the early Christian tradition, Nicodemus was one who sacrificed himself.
当我在读约翰福音第三章的时候
，As I read John chapter 3,
尼哥底母让我想起了一个很特别的人。
Nicodemus allowed me to think of one person.
林语堂先生。
Mr. 林语堂。
他写了一本很有名的书叫《信仰之旅》。
And he wrote about the journey of faith.
林语堂先生是生在福建的漳州。
He was born in Fujian province.
是二十世纪在中国很有名的文学家。
And he was a very famous writer in the 20th century China.
作为一名中国的知识分子。
He was an intellectual.
他的心路历程也是一样在改变当中。
And in his spiritual experiences, it was changing all the time.
我们知道在二十世纪的中国。
We know that 20th century China.
当时西方的文化和基督教传入到中国。
At that time, the Western and Christian culture was brought to China.
但是当时很多的中国知识分子都是儒家学派的学者。
But many of the intellectuals in China are followers of 儒家 Confucius.
所以当时很多的知识分子是学贯东西。
So they learn both the East and the Western thought.
林语堂先生也是这样的人。
And Mr. 林语堂 was such a person.
当他在追求自己信仰的时候
And as he was searching for his own faith,
他从中国传统的儒家文化到道家的思想
From Confucian thought to 道家是
道
Buddhist Taoism thought
从道家到佛教
from Taoism to Buddhism
再从佛教到西方的理性主义宗教
and then from Buddhism to the Western thought
从理性主义再走向唯物主义
from realism to materialism
最后走向了基督教。
And finally, he came to Christianity.
其实林语堂先生最早的时候是在教会的学校读书的，小时候。
While he was young, actually was brought up in a Christian school.
他也在基督教的大学读过神学。
And he also took up divinity in a Christian college.
但是作为一名知识分子
，But being an intellectual.
要他很轻易的相信一个宗教是很难的。
For him to embrace a religion is so difficult.
他的心路需要更多的历程，他的灵性需要更多的历程。
And he need a lot of spiritual experience.
但是一旦一个知识分子信了基督教，是很难改变的。
But when an intellectual convert to Christianity, it's very difficult for him to change his faith.
大概从二十世纪九十年代开始
，from the 90s, beginning the 1990s,
在中国大陆出现了一些对基督教有好感的知识分子。
There are a lot of intellectuals who are sympathizers of Christianity.
其中一些人是仰慕基督教。
A lot of them are those who look up to Christianity.
有另一些人是研究基督教。
For some, they are into research of Christianity.
这些人被称为文化基督徒。
And they are called cultural Christians.
这一些文化基督徒有一些来自大学的院校。
Some of them came from the universities.
他们中间的人都是在搞基督教研究的。
They are into research about Christianity.
有一些人甚至还获得过神学博士的学位。
And some of them are PhD in theology.
但是我们知道这一些人他们的背景大多是受过马克思主义思想的熏陶。
But we know that most of them are influenced by Marxism.
因为从二十世纪五十年代开始
Because in the 1950s, beginning 1950s,
中国政府的意识形态就是以马克思主义为中心。
China embraces Marxism at that time.
整整有几代的中国人。
And so for many generations of Chinese,
我们是生在红旗下，长在党怀中。
They were born in a red flag, under the party system.
从小接受唯物主义的信仰。
And they, from the small, they already embraced materialism.
接受无神论的教义。
And they receive the education from atheism.
那一代有很多的人相信共产主义一定要实现。
And they believe that the Communist Party will be victorious.
他们以为社会主义就是人间的天堂。
And they believe that Marxism is heaven on earth.
但是经历过文化大革命之后。
But after the Cultural Revolution,
许多的中国人不再相信马克思。
Many of the Chinese do not believe in Marxism any longer.
他们也不再相信什么从来就没有救世主。
And they do not believe that there is no savior.
越来越多的知识分子看见马克思主义不能救中国。
Many of those intellectuals come to know that Marxism cannot save China.
马克思主义也不能够救人的灵魂。
And Marxism cannot save a soul.
随着改革开放之后。
And so after the Cultural Revolution,
西方的价值文化基督教重新进入到中国。
The Western values and Christianity again re-enters China.
许多的知识分子心灵空虚。
Many of the intellectuals are empty in their hearts.
他们在寻找一条出路。
They are trying to find a way out.
所以他们又找到了基督教。
And so they found Christianity.
他们希望基督教能够给他们的灵魂、心灵指出一条出路。
And they hope that Christianity would point them to a way of escape from their emptiness.
当然在90年代初的那一批文化基督徒。
And in the early 90s, the cultural Christians,
只是一名慕道友。
It's like some of the seekers of truth.
他们也是在夜里来见耶稣的人。
They are like those that came to Jesus by night.
他们想从耶稣那里了解更多的生存的知识。
They want to know the meaning of existence.
但是最近这几年。
But during this last few years,
在中国大陆的情况发生了转变。
There is a great change in China.
有许多的所谓文化基督徒公开承认自己的信仰。
Many of the cultural Christians have openly professed their faith.
他们承认自己是基督徒。
They profess that they are Christians.
他们不再只是研究基督教。
They are no longer just researching Christianity.
在许多城市家庭教会和三自教会里面有很多的知识分子。
Many of the underground and official churches in cities have these intellectuals.
在中国的不同的社会阶层里面有许多基督徒的知识分子。
In the many parts of society, we have intellectuals.
这一群人包括在大学里面的教授和作家。
This includes university professors and authors.
他们中间有学者和律师。
There are intellectuals and lawyers.
有艺术家、作者，甚至普通的学校的老师。
There are scholars, artists, and even teachers in the school.
当然还有大学里面的大学生。
And there are college students as well.
他们中间的许多人都是敢于承认自己的信仰。
Many of them have professed their faith.
他们所关心的话题，从研究基督教到关心自己灵性的问题。
From researching about Christianity to being careful, paying attention to their own salvation.
他们关心家庭教会的合法性。
They focus on the underground church development.
他们关心基督徒的公民权利。
they are observing how the Christian faith continue to grow.
他们也关心一些很敏感的政治话题。
Even some of the sensitive issues are their concerns.
比如中国司法的独立。
The independent growth of China.
法律的平等。
Okay, equality in law.
社会的公义。
The righteousness in society.
甚至包括民主宪政之类的话题。
Or, 民主是民主。Democratic constitution of the country.
这些基督徒的知识分子从圣经的角度来影响社会。
These Christian intellectuals are influencing the society through the Word of God.
从基督教的价值观来思想社会、个人和家庭。
From the values of the Christian faith, they are thinking about its relation to society, to the family.
这些人被称为基督徒公共知识分子。
They are called the public intellectual Christians.
他们从一名真理的追求者。
From being a seeker of truth.
从一名慕道友成为站在耶稣一边的人。
To becoming a sympathizer of the Lord Jesus.
最后他们公开承认自己的信仰，并为自己的信仰付上代价。
To becoming one who publicly professed to being a Christian and even sacrificing for the Lord.
我们可以想象。
We can imagine.
今后在中国大陆的教会里面。
From those who have gone through the church in China.
无论是教会的建立。
Whether it's the establishment of the church,
福音的传播,
the spread of the gospel,
基督徒知识分子一定扮演很重要的角色。
These Christian intellectuals are influential in this area.
尼哥底母的经历似乎象征了一名知识分子信仰耶稣的那种心路历程。
The experience of Nicodemus is similar to the experiences of these intellectuals today in their spiritual journey.
从寻求真理的慕道友,
from being a seeker of truth,
开始接触基督教,
they come into contact with Christianity,
渐渐地对基督教产生了同情和支持,
and they become sympathizers of Christianity,
最后认同基督教的价值观。
They not only support that, but they become they already embrace the value system.
站在耶稣的一边。
They stood in the side of Jesus.
成为耶稣的支持者。
They supported the Lord Jesus.
最后成为真正的基督徒。
And finally, they become real Christians.
有责任付代价。公开承认自己信仰的基督徒。
People who are willing to take up their responsibility and publicly profess with cause that they are Christians.
这就是一种重生的经验。
And this is an experience of being born again.
我相信将来在神的国，我们可以见到许许多多中国的基督徒知识分子。
I believe that in the future, in the kingdom of God, we will see a lot of these Chinese intellectuals.
在我们飞盛的神学院里面，
in our campus,
有许多的弟兄姐妹从国内来这里读书。
Many of you come from China.
你们读完书以后要回到国内。
You, after graduation, you will be going back to your own country.
我相信在你们教会里面有许多的知识分子。
I believe that there are many intellectuals in your church.
不单是那些没有学历、社会低层的人。
Not only those who are marginalized in the society.
许多有学历、社会高层的人也开始进入到教会当中。
There are many who are highly educated that are coming into the church.
有许多的大学生、研究生、知识分子 都参与教会的侍奉。
There are many college student researchers, intellectuals who have already joined the ministry of the church.
有一些教会里面甚至有政府的官员和家属。
For some churches, there are even government officials and their families are in the church.
我希望我们在这里能够准备好牧养这方面的信徒。
And I pray that we will prepare ourselves in order to minister and shepherd them.
鼓励他们在教会和社会当中为主做见证。
And encourage them to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in the family and in the society.
好，我们最后做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你，你让我们有重生的经历。你也一直在呼召社会上不同该层的人，我们献上感恩，你垂听我们的弟兄姐妹很早期的这些信徒的祷告，让中国教会的门也开着，现在能够来接到福音，也能够相信主耶稣为他们的救主。主啊，你使用我们这一批人能够去牧养他们，让他们也成为你的门徒，帮助他们，培训他们，真正的在社会上为主你发光。也谢谢你借着老师今天所传讲的信息来鼓励我们，我们自己有这个经历，也使用我们能够来帮助别人走向这个道路。我们祷告如此，奉耶稣名，阿门。